Governor Gavin Newsom pardoned more than a dozen people, including two inmate firefighters who faced deportation. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Newsom announced the pardons for 14 people, commuted sentences for 13 others, and granted medical reprieves for 8 state prisoners, most of them in their 60s or 70s, who were considered to be at high medical risk. California's power grid operator said it is not anticipating energy supply outages over the next few days as temperatures are expected to soar to triple digits in the state's interior. There's enough electricity to serve the expected spike in demand, according to California Independent System Operator, but it will monitor the grid closely in case it needs to call on the public to conserve. A conservation group is planting more than 30,000 milkweed plants in California in the hope of giving western monarch butterflies new places to breed. The River Partners Group has joined with others in the California Department of Fish and Wildlife on the plantings along the Sacramento, Feather, and Kern Rivers. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Testing for COVID-19 resumes today through OptumServe from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Redwood Acres site. Testing site will also be in Garberville today, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office receiving an increased number of reports regarding unsafe target shooting on the Eel River Bar near Fernbridge, putting residents and livestock at risk. Sheriff's Office reminding the public that target shooting with firearms prohibited on the Eel River Bar at or near Fernbridge. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.